Let's read together Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 21. Here we have the song of Moses that Israel sang after they crossed the Red Sea in celebration of God's great victory over Pharaoh and the Egyptian army, and in celebration of God's great deliverance of his people Israel. Exodus chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone, till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went and his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Exodus 15, with some background notes. The Song of Moses here in Exodus chapter 15 is the first song in the Bible. Did you realize that? Now, maybe I should add a little asterisk to this statement, because in Job 38, verse 7, we read that at the time of creation, the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38, 7. So we really should say that Exodus 15 is the first song sung by humans that's recorded in the Bible. And it may be the earliest recorded song in the world. It is a song of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord for his great victory over the Egyptians and his great deliverance for the children of Israel. Now, the beginning of the song is familiar to most of us because of the Christian chorus based on verses 1 and 2 of this song. Don't ask me to sing it. Most of you know it. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and the rider thrown into the sea. The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory. The Lord is God, and I will praise him. The Lord is God, and I will exalt him. Did you know that we may sing the song of Moses in heaven? Look at Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Revelation 15:3. The song of Moses in Revelation chapter 15 may be the same song of Moses that we have here in Exodus chapter 15. We see in verse 20 here in Exodus 15 that Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron, was a prophetess in Israel. You know, God greatly blessed this family with spiritual gifts and responsibility, didn't he? Moses, Aaron, Miriam. Miriam led all the women in the Song of Moses with dancing and timbrels. Now, you're probably thinking of Miriam as a young woman dancing and singing here, right? Wrong. Miriam was probably in her 90s here. Remember, Moses was 80 at this point, and Miriam was older. She was the older sister, right? She was already a young girl when Moses was born in Exodus chapter 2. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first half of Exodus chapter 15. Doctrinal point number one, the Song of Moses is prophetic of the joy in the future for Israel. The Song of Moses is prophetic of the joy in the future for Israel. In this Song of Moses, the children of Israel joyfully sing of the Lord's power over the enemies of his people in order to deliver them from danger. Look again at verses 6 and 7. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And verses 11 through 13. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. Just as Israel sang of God's majestic power over the enemy and his awesome deliverance of his people here after the crossing of the Red Sea, so Israel will sing in the future when the Lord restores them as a nation that has returned to him. When Israel returns to the Lord will fight for Israel, and they will joyfully sing of God's triumph over their enemies and his great and loving deliverance and redemption. Now, we see this in several of the prophetic psalms concerning Israel. Listen to the words of Psalm 98, that restored Israel will sing to the Lord in the future. I'm reading the first few verses of Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Psalm 98, verses 1 through 3. The house of Israel here is not the church, but restored Israel. Israel's new song will come after the Lord's return, and after the tribulation, and after the battle of Armageddon is over, and after the Lord has set up his millennial kingdom, with Israel as the head of the nations. Then Israel will sing joyfully to the Lord for his loving kindness to them. The Song of Moses is prophetic of the joy in the future for Israel. Doctrinal point number two. The Song of Moses is typical of the joy in the present for Christians. The Song of Moses is typical of the joy in the present for Christians. Israel rejoiced in the Lord's salvation here in the Song of Moses. We, too, should rejoice in the Lord's salvation. I trust that you are a joyful Christian this morning because you have been redeemed and Satan has been conquered and the power of sin has been broken. So the Song of Moses is typical of the joy that we should be experiencing now in our Christian walk. But the Song of Moses is also typical in the sense of a scriptural type. Remember, a type is an Old Testament person, place, event, or other item that pictures New Testament truth. Now follow the extended type that we have here in these chapters in Exodus. In Exodus chapter 12, the Passover lamb with the applied blood to the homes is a wonderful type or spiritual picture of our salvation. In Exodus 13, the separation of the firstborn unto the Lord typifies or pictures the believer's separation unto the Lord. In Exodus 14, the passing through the Red Sea is a type of our identification with Christ in his death and resurrection. It's a type or a spiritual picture of our identification with Christ in his death and resurrection and our deliverance from the power of sin. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 2, says that the children of Israel were baptized into Moses. That is, they were identified with Moses in his passing through the Red Sea and coming up on the resurrection side, as it were. In the same way, we have been baptized into Christ. That is, identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm reading Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6, verses 3 through 5. This great truth of our spiritual baptism into Christ, that is, our identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, is pictured in our water baptism as believers and typified in Israel's passing through the Red Sea. Now here in Exodus 15, the song of redemption is a type or spiritual picture of the song of the redeemed. Read Romans 8 in this connection. This chapter ends with those well-known verses. I'm reading Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. Now, do you see the extended type or spiritual picture that we have here in these chapters in Exodus? Chapter 12, salvation from sin. Chapter 13, separation unto the Lord. Chapter 14, deliverance from the power of sin. And chapter 15, the song of the redeemed. The song of Moses is typical of the joy in the present for Christians. Practical application. Let singing be part of your Christian lifestyle. Let singing be part of your Christian lifestyle. Let me ask you this morning, do you sing as a Christian? Well, you should, because it's a command in the Bible. Did you know that? I'm reading Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. Now, this is an exhortation not just for congregational singing, but for individual singing as well. Now, notice that it does not say that we have to sing well, does it? Or that you have to sing as an individual before others. No, you don't have to get up and be a soloist or whatever. But we are to sing. How many of you sing Christian choruses and hymns as you're driving alone? I do. And no one can laugh when I miss a note or make a mistake. And singing is great to do as a family as well. Sing while you're driving. How many Christian families do that? Sing together as a family when you're driving. That's a good thing to do. As Israel sang with joy to the Lord, so too we should sing with joy to the Lord. Let singing be part of your Christian lifestyle.